Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Jeremy, what did we see last night with the Cincinnati Bengals defeating the Pittsburgh Steelers 33-31? What was that that we saw? You came away thinking what?
I came away thinking I'm right about the Steelers. And granted, I've said this 1,000 times. To me, in the NFL, the greatest advantage is having a home game on a Thursday. It's so difficult to prepare. It's a short week. You're not ready. You got guys that are banged up, and now you're flying to another city. Does their ankle swell up? Does their knee swell up? Yeah. You know, all those things that can happen. You get a day, basically, to prepare for them unless you started preparing the week before. I just think it's such a great advantage, and in divisional games, it's even more of a great advantage because the familiarity you already had can obviously help you win a game, but on a short week, I think it's even greater. So I've been saying all year long that I thought the Eagles, something was off with them, yeah. And I don't buy into the Steelers, and I ain't right about everything, but I feel a little vindicated after watching that last night and watching the Eagles the past 2 weeks. And I got news for you. The Eagles are probably going to lose this week, too.
I'm telling you, I always feel like the Pittsburgh Steelers are a product of Mike Tomlin, meaning early in the season, they're going to win because he's going to prepare you better than everybody else. But when it comes down to it and film gets out on that team, Mike Tomlin or nobody else is going to be able to do enough for the Steelers to be a perennial championship-type team. They're just not. They're not built that way. I think – for those people in Pittsburgh that blame Mike Tomlin, you ought to blame your front office. Because when's the last time he really had a legit roster?
And it's weird. I don't think their offense is the problem. I think it's their defense.
The defense. Chase Brown had 11 carries for 108 yards.
I'm pulling it up now. Do you think he had 100 yards in any game this year?
No.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Here's his games. Chase Brown, recent games. All right. Against the Steelers, 108. Against Green Bay, 42. Against Detroit, 27. Denver, 40. Remember that big game against the Vikings? He had 3 yards.
Well, he wasn't in the country. It's different. He wasn't breathing right air.
It's bad. So, again, looking at this, he was rated as one of the worst running backs in football this year. They were talking about, how many times do you want him to touch the ball? You got to throw the ball to win. Steelers gave up 100 yards on 11 carries.
To that dude.
Unbelievable.
Flip side, Bengals vaunted defense gave up 127 on 16 carries to Jalen Warren.
Yep.
8 yards a chop. Neither one of these teams are good. Why do I think the Ravens can get back in it? Because neither one of these are the best two teams in the division, and neither of them are good.
Yeah.
And the Ravens have them a combined 4 times. Stack the W's, man.
Yeah. If you get help, again, this is where. I know it's a tough pill to swallow after what you've watched, but if Lamar comes back, Roquan comes back, you got Stanley, Hamilton, Ricard, all these guys are coming back, things are going to change, and this is a team that knows they don't have any break points. You can't afford to lose a game early here because then all of a sudden your GM's got to go, well, wait a minute, should we trade a couple of these pieces away or are we going to add? Because you can't add if you're down.
You know, I was thinking last night, and you talk about the wide receiver is the only position on the field where you can do everything right in that seat of ball.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh Steelers last night ran 54 plays. 54. Your best target, your best weapon, DK Metcalf, only got targeted 5 times. That's the life of a wide receiver, man.
Yeah.
And ain't no way. Well, how do you target that guy just five times? And I'm not really blaming him. I'm just saying that's just how tough it is. You ran 54 plays. By the way, the Bengals ran 72. They ran almost 20 more plays than the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I just got a text from a buddy. So Chase Brown was averaging, what, 2.7 yards per carry?
Right.
Before that game? Just having an awful season. And in an offense where you thought, like, hey, this guy's going to take off because he has all these other pieces. But, damn.
Joe Flacco is just flinging it around. 47 passes, 342 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Also had a 12-yard run, but is back to the end zone. Pick up a key first down to keep the chains moving. They ended up winning on the game with the field goal at the end. And again, I walked away thinking, neither one of these teams are good.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of you scare me. Pittsburgh, even at 4-1 before the game, didn't scare me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I got news for you. There's no team in the league that scares me.
True.
I mean, after watching what I've seen, we can call it parody, mediocrity, whatever you guys want to call it.
But
the league is watered down now where I don't think there's a dominant team. Again, this is the first year in I don't know how long that we had no undefeated teams after week 5. Zero. I mean, that just seems like you don't have one team that's going to make that run and just kind of dominate. And then even the teams that we did, they lost back to the Bills and the Eagles lost back-to-back games. Right after we were crowning them, like, who's better than these guys? Well, a lot of teams, it seems like. I mean, I just think it's kind of a crapshoot, and maybe the teams that have familiarity or have been there in the postseason and the experience comes into play, but maybe we have a bunch of new teams in the postseason.
And I know we're going to talk about it later. Are we doing our picks today? Yeah, we're doing our picks today. I think there's going to be, you kind of alluded to it, there's going to be an upset, I guess it's an upset, in the NFC East this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be the one that you said.
Oh, really?
No.
You think the Cowboys are going to beat the Commanders?
Yep.
I do, too.
Commanders' favorite in that game? I think Cowboys win that game.
I think it's a 1.5-point spread.
Okay, so it's – well, yeah, they're definitely favorite because they're on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Cowboys win that game.
Well, here's my thing, and the one caveat I'm going to say with the Vikings
game.
Lord. As they play the Eagles. Oh, hold on. You got Rashawn on there
Yeah,
already?
I did not see him.
What did you put up the cowboy bat signal?
I swear
signal?
I did not see him. I just looked over. Yeah, go ahead.
Womp, womp, womp. There he is. It's a cowboy signal. Where's Rashawn? He's on loan. No, but like if Minnesota, they're talking J.J. McCarthy might start this week. That's my one caveat. If that cat plays, then all those bets are off. It sounds so weird. If the backup quarterback plays, I love Minnesota. Because I don't know if J.J. McCarthy hunts. And I feel like if you can throw the football, Justin Jefferson should be the number one target this weekend against that Eagles secondary.
J.J. McCarthy is a phenomenal college quarterback, but he's playing in the NFL now.
I don't know if he can. I've seen him play one good quarter.
He's a phenomenal college quarterback.
But I still think Minnesota is one of the dogs of the week.
Rashawn.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Good morning. Much, man.
Just wake up.
Hey, no, we just came in the house. We flew out to L.A. last night. You know, me.
Well, wake your ass up while you're talking to us. Don't be bringing out showdown. This ain't an overnight show.
No, my bad. No, but yeah, you know, that's why I miss you. That's another thing too. You heard the event. It was a nice one last year around this time.
It was off the hook. It was off the hook last night. It was great last year. It was even better last night.
I can imagine, man. Oh, man. You know, I know
all
that one
women,
girl was there.
Buddy, there were so many
women
there.
Oh, man. Yeah, but that's always. But, before I get to the Ravens, though, right, y'all made a y'all said something to quote my – oh, yeah, about the Cowboys thing, right? And I'm not trolling this week. I'm not saying that. I think it's a good pick to pick the Cowboys this week because they play them hard. And, you know, actually last year the Cowboys beat the Commanders with Cooper Rush. Last year at quarterback starting, you know, and Jaden Daniels was in the game.
And I don't know if you heard that CeeDee Lamb's back.
Yes, that's all I'm about to say. CeeDee Lamb's back. So I'm just curious to see how he's going to mesh in with this offense. And I think he's going to be a powerhouse offense. I mean, the defense not going to get no better, of course.
Well,
but
hey, Rashawn, you know they did it was the quarterback index of how their teams let them down, and Dak was number one. Lamar was
number
three.
He was three, yeah.
No, and Dak is playing at the MVP level, if I'm not mistaken, huh?
Saying his team letting him down.
Like Dak, letting him down.
Yeah, like Dak's playing his ass off.
He's the most forsaken quarterback in the National Football League.
Okay, yeah, for sure. I definitely agree with that, man. But and as far as the Ravens go,
you got to talk about
I think yesterday, man, I think I text you, Rob, right? And I don't know if you read it on air. I was like, at this point in his career, is Joe Flacco a better option at quarterback than Cooper Rush? And you said, no, man, Joe Flacco is done. Or something along the lines.
No, I said, no, he's not.
I would agree with you.
Yeah, I don't think so. I just think, you know, right situation there in Cincinnati. By the way, why are you in L.A.?
We do our, you know, once a year we do a Terps game, away game on the road. So this year we picked the
UCLA.
Rose Bowl. Yeah, Rose Bowl, the site of Super Bowl 27, right? If y'all remember who played and who won that game, right? You know, by a margin of 52-13 when Michael Jackson performed at halftime. So it was one of the best Super Bowls.
Somebody told you about it because you weren't even alive the last time Cowboys won.
I was seven. Okay.
Somebody still told you about it. Hey, yeah, Rashawn.
No. Yo.
Go to sleep.
Yeah, get your slow ass talking off the phone. He's tired. He sounds so tired.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.